Michael, well done. Congratulations. Second successive Nicky Rackard final. You must be delighted with the spirit and intensity your men put into that game.
Ah, look, I'm absolutely pumping with pride. We were really up against it there. Donegal came from, we were 6 up at half time. They came back and levelled it with about 10 minutes to go. But you know, that was a real sign of the desire and the want our boys have to win this competition, that they lifted themselves and they played out of their skins there in the last 10 minutes and got us over the line. And I'm just absolutely proud of every one of them. And last week was a disappointing result for us here, and we said all week we were going to make up for it, and we've done that. So we now can look forward to the final.
I mean, that game started at 100 miles an hour and it never dipped anywhere less than 99 or finished at 101, I think.
I would say that was a brilliant game for a neutral to watch, you know, because that was two Division 2B teams going at it, and I think the standard was even above that. It was two teams playing an All-Ireland semi-final who really wanted to win. And, you know, I must credit Donegal. They're a super team, a lot of super players on it, and they really, really put it up to us. But, you know, I'm just so proud of the Tyrone lads.
You went 8 points ahead. Donegal came back and levelled it, and the momentum was really with them at that stage. But, you know, the likes of Rock and Devlin, Brian McGurk and Rory, you know, and just about everybody else, the effort they put in to turn that game back in their favour.
Yeah, look, you mentioned 3 players there. I'll mention every one of the 15 and the lads that come on who were putting their bodies in the line into the tackles and coming out of rucks they've no right to come out with, and getting blocks in and getting hooks in. And you don't win All-Irelands without having to put in a serious shift. And we put in a serious shift today, and we're going to have to put in another one next week. But look, this it's brilliant here in Carrickmore on our home ground. To win this year game against a very, very good team, I'm absolutely over the moon.
So you have a week now to get yourselves recovered and prepared for Roscommon, a very familiar foe. You've played them twice already, a draw and then a defeat last week, so you'll know an awful lot about them and you know what you need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. We know them the same as they'll know us, but they've probably, you know, got the upper hand a bit there with the win last week. But look, we got a real good look at them last week. We seen them at their best, I think, last week, and we know what we have ahead of us. It's going to be a hell of a mountain for us. But look, you've seen the day, what them our lads are prepared to put into it. And we're going down now to Croke Park. And maybe last year we went down a bit as tourists. We went to the Nicky Rackard and we got caught up in the hype of that. That won't happen this year. We're going down for business, and we're going down to win the thing.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You're familiar with the opponent. You're familiar with the occasion and the surroundings, and maybe a different approach to the way you went down last year.
For sure, definitely. We played the occasion last year rather than the game, but we will be playing the game this year, I can assure you of that. And I've just said that to the players in the group, and they've all agreed that was what happened last year. We got caught up here. We were also playing a very, very, very good Mayo team last year, who today went to the Christy Ring final. So, look, Roscommon are a very good team too. We'll be up against it, but look, we'll go and give us the best we can.
And the one thing you can be guaranteed from your boys is the commitment and the passion that they'll give for Tyrone hurling.
Absolutely, and they've been doing that since the middle of December when we got back training, and they worked their socks off. We won the National League. We have had one defeat all year. We've won a massive game here today, and we are really looking forward to next week.